USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats responding to the Trump administration's memorandum that's aimed at preventing undocumented immigrants from being counted in the 2020 U.S. Census. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer.
This order isn't worth the paper it's printed on and will be struck down by the courts.
An administration official telling NBC News excluding undocumented immigrants, in his words, reflects a better understanding of the Constitution and democratic principles. Homeland Security says there have been 43 federal arrests in Portland, Oregon since the 4th of July. Acting Department Secretary Chad Wolf saying the protesting in that city has been hostile, and he maintains his stance that the agency acknowledges that people have a right to protest peacefully. And this is USA Radio News.
Polls show the race between President Trump and Joe Biden is neck and neck. There are two things you need to know to get armed with the facts. First, start tuning into Newsmax TV. Get the truth about President Trump on America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Everyone's watching Newsmax TV. See great shows with Sean Spicer and Greg Kelly at night. And they have Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Alan Dershowitz. Newsmax is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and more. Check your cable guide. And the second thing is to get the new bestseller, Blitz, by David Horowitz. Blitz is already a number one bestseller and just hit the New York Times list. Blitz reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Don Jr. and Mike Huckabee urge you to get David Horowitz's Blitz. Blitz is at bookstores, or get the free offer and save $28. Call 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. That's Blitz at 800-NEWSMAX. And don't forget to watch Newsmax TV today.
From the Atlantic to the Pacific, it is hurricane season, and there's likely to be a first hurricane of the year shortly, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Douglas has formed in the East Pacific and is forecast to become the first hurricane in the Atlantic or East Pacific of the year. It's moving slowly, with sustained winds of up to 65 miles per hour. Earlier this month, Tropical Storm Christina nearly became the first hurricane, but it fell short of Category 1 hurricane strength.
Meanwhile, a powerful earthquake has struck Alaska's Aleutian Peninsula. It was a magnitude 7.8 quake, and it did prompt the tsunami warning for southern Alaska, though no tsunamis at last check had developed. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck shortly after 11 p.m. Pacific time and was felt as far away as Anchorage. There have been no reports of any significant damage or injuries. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. To take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need. Yet again, May Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News as long as just one of her masks saves one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.